visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you guys continue to roll as getting another lopsided victory over Opie. And you knew that was going to be a challenge going in with what Opie has done recently, but another good win for you guys.
Yeah, it was a good win for sure. I think defensively, we just kind of had a game where everybody did a really good job working together. We knew, obviously, they had a couple of weapons that we needed to kind of work to shut down or do our best to contain, I guess you could say. And I think overall, defensively, it was probably one of our best games so far.
Well, and as we've been talking recently, you guys haven't lost a game since December 14th, and you guys just continue the dominating fashion. And I bet it was good to get Emery back on Friday, right?
It was, and she's been feeling pretty good, and she was excited to kind of get out there and just gain some confidence and feel that, you know, her ankle is not going to hold her back, and she's just, you know, we can get her taped up and ready to go. And so it does. It definitely helps our defensive side of the game. Well, offensive side also. So,
you know, going into the final week of the regular season, the confidence still has to be there. You know, you're seeing Holton tonight, and of course, you get to see Lebo again right before sub-state seeding is. And I know these two games are very important because right now you're in that one spot in the Hiawatha sub-state.
Yeah, both games are going to be super important. I mean, obviously, we're just taking it one game at a time. So we've never played against Holton, and so that'll be kind of fun, and been watching some film and kind of know what we got to do to be ready for that. It did, you know, moving it up kind of changes a little bit, but not, I mean, the girls are ready to go. And then Thursday against Lebo should be an exciting game.
So were you able to get some practice time in over the weekend? Because I know normally you usually don't do that, but with a Monday game, you have to kind of go with the flow of the picture.
Yeah, we did not get anything in over the weekend. We kind of made the decision later yesterday, or finalized the scheduling and things like that for getting it moved. So we did not get anything over the weekend. So we're coming off of Friday night's ball game.
And, of course, you're at home, too, which has got to be a little more comfortable, too.
Yeah, not having to travel. And we've had these last couple games at home, and we've had some amazing turnouts. The community support is just awesome. And so should be a good game. Everybody's probably going to want to get out of the house before we're probably shut down for a few days.
Most definitely, Coach. I mean, I could probably say the same thing as well with the games that I have tonight. With Emporia High and Washburn Rural in Emporia. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting the next couple of days. And, you know, especially when you have to play Thursday.
Yeah, again, the weather, you never know what's going to happen. But hopefully we'll get a practice or two in before our Thursday game. But it's unknown at this time.
Visiting with Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as we mentioned, you have Holton tonight, game moved up from tomorrow to tonight to try to get it in before weather hits. Thursday you have Lebo, your final regular season game, and then towards the end of next week will be postseason, and I still can't believe it's going to be here before we know it.
I know, it is right around the corner. Yeah, it definitely, I don't feel like we really hit that kind of February lull, really. I mean, we have just been rolling, and things have been going good. So pretty excited for the postseason.
So you got to feel good right now with where the girls are at right now, and I know you want to continue the peak heading into next week.
Yeah, I feel like had a couple games without Emery in there, kind of leading the show, kind of helped some of our other girls kind of step up into positions. And, I mean, right now I feel we are playing some of our peak basketball, really working together. They're just competitive, want to leave it all out there. And they have some goals in mind, and they're chasing those goals pretty hard.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight with Holton, and best of luck on Thursday in your regular season finale with Lebo. And we look forward to seeing where your sub-state matchup happens next week, as we'll find out on Saturday with where that will be. And with the Indians currently in the one spot. They would host the first round and the second round if they can get past the first round before they have to play that sub-state title game in Hiawatha. So that's the scenario for the Indians. So, Coach, I'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dylan.
That is Osage City girls basketball coach Kate Boss joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.